defense first instead of thinking goals first.
Going
back to your younger days, how hard was that to learn? How is that to learn? A guy who is probably born offensive, and you're always thinking that way, maybe in college or wherever you are.
I mean, yeah, I definitely can relate. You know, I was really fortunate. You know, the first couple teams I played on in Boston, you know, we were probably the best, you know, defensive teams in the league. So you learned early on that, you know, if you do the right things defensively, you come back hard on the puck, you're gonna create a lot of offense the other way, because it's hard to play against that all night. So it's something you try to preach, but, you know, you got to start getting results doing it for it to really click in for everyone. You know, once you start doing it consistently and you start seeing the payoff, then you know, it becomes a habit, and you know, you it just becomes kind of a fabric of who you are as a team.
Yeah. How long? I guess there's no textbook way to say how long it takes.
Yeah.
It's different for every player, every team.
Well, I mean, it's you can't just say we need to play better defense. You know, it's not even so much of a defensive mindset. It's just about, you know, kind of 200 feet on the ice. You know, knowing what the proper read is, when to go, when not to go. You know, you think about playing better defense, and you just think about being strong in your defensive zone and blocking shots and all that stuff, and that plays a part of it. But you know, you got to get above the puck in the offensive zone. You got to back check hard. You know, we got to give our defensemen an opportunity to be aggressive, because you know, that's the strength of our team. When we let those guys be aggressive, you know, they can transition the puck to us really quick, and I mean, we score a lot of goals. So that's not an area of concern. You know, we just gotta, you know, figure out a way to keep the ice tilted to that offensive zone, because when we get in there, we can do some good things.
Is that this team's top priority, you think, right now, or should it be trying to fix that area?
Well, you know, it's not. We don't want to take away from what makes us good. You know what I mean? And that's, we're a really good skating team. And when we get in the offensive zone, you know, we're pretty dangerous. So you want to try to use that speed to your advantage all over the ice. You know, that's kind of what I'm getting at is when you're coming back to the defensive zone, you know, we should be in front of everyone, because most of our guys skate really good. And just eliminating those odd man rushes, if we do that, you know, we give ourselves a great chance to win hockey games.
Overall, you're coming off a decent road trip, you know, save for Saturday. Does that help you prepare for this homestand right now?
Well, 3-1 is pretty good. You know, I don't think we expect to win every game going down the stretch. I know we certainly got to win our fair share of them, and we're cognizant of that. You know, Saturday wasn't the team that we're used to seeing. So, you know, now it's just about getting a good practice in, you know, kind of figuring out what went wrong on Saturday, getting better in some of those areas, and being sharp for, you know, a Minnesota team who's playing great hockey and, you know, one of the best teams in our conference. It's going to be a great challenge for us.
Do you still feel that you guys are in a real good spot? You know, I mean, you would always like to be better, Blake, but do you feel you're in an okay spot right now?
We're going to be playing meaningful hockey this time of year, and you know, I know coming into the season, one of the youngest teams in the league, a lot of question marks with where we were going to be, and in my opinion, you know, the toughest schedule so far. It's been a real grind. You know, we have an opportunity here, so I think there's a lot of excitement in our room that you know, we're very much alive, and like I said, we're going to be playing meaningful hockey here coming down the stretch.
Did you have some question marks coming up this season too, just about? With so many new faces, so many...
Well, yeah, sir. I mean, you never know what you're going to get, really. Even coming into seasons when, you know, there weren't so many unfamiliar faces and you kind of knew who brought what to the table, you still don't know what you're going to get on any given night. So, you know, you come in and we have a lot of young guys crack our lineup. You know, we're going to give a lot of guys an opportunity to gain some NHL experience. And, you know, guys have taken the bull by the horn and done a really good job. So, like I said, I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Andre,
well, there's a trust factor there. You know, we know what Pavel's like in the net. You know, he's capable of making some big stops for us, and he did that in Denver. You know, he gave us an opportunity to win a game. He made some incredible saves, and you know, you need those to win hockey games. You know, there's gonna be nights like Denver, and you know, he gave us a chance to win the game. So I think that's the exciting thing about what Pavel brings is, you know, we know he's capable of doing some of those things for us in the nets, and you know, we feel like if we get one or two of those, you know, we're gonna be tough to beat.
following with that, the timely saves, there seems to be a lot of discussion about his saves, the types of saves he can make too. As a player, is there such a thing in your mind as kind of that timely? Are all saves created equal, I guess? Or?
Well, you know, when you take away, you know, a prime scoring chance from the other team, you know, there's a little bit of deflation that goes through the other team. You know, that should be one on the board. And when you take that away, you know, sometimes you need to regroup a little bit, and it gives your team a little bit of a boost because, you know, you kind of dodge a bullet a little bit. So, like I said, you know, no team goes on stretches or wins a lot of games without getting good goaltending and big timely saves. And, you know, I guess that's our expectation going forward from our goalies. And, you know, they've done that recently.
How much fun has it been the last few years just to see Mark Scheifele grow into the player he's become?
Well, it's been like pulling teeth sometimes. No, but, you know, he's the thing about Scheif is that, you know, he's always been a good listener, you know. I've been, you know, paired with him quite a bit throughout his career. So, you know, I've tried to take him under my wing a little bit and just, you know, try to instill some of the things that I learned early on in my career, you know, to get to the point I'm at right now. And we have a lot of great discussions about certain things. And, you know, he's just eager to learn every single day. So I think that's why you see him kind of on the fast track here is his willingness to learn, his willingness to put the work in. And, you know, he's one heck of a player.
Does it drive you guys crazy too to you go into Chicago and win, into St. Louis, into Dallas, and then a supposedly lower team you don't play as well? Or do you just look at it as 3 out of 4 is great? Or does it drive you guys a bit nuts too to let that happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's easy to look at certain things on paper and just say, you know, this shouldn't happen this way. But, you know, those guys are they're getting paid good money to play in this league. They have some pretty good players, you know, on the Avalanche. They haven't had the year I think they would have expected coming in, but it's not like they're a pushover by any means. So we respect every one of our opponents equally. You know, I think the Chicago instance, you know, I mean, you guys can write all the stories you want about being 4-0, but who can really explain it, right? I mean, that's as you know, as good as they are, as good as we play against them, all that aside, I mean, to go 4-0 against any team is pretty rare in this league. So I think we're happy with where we're at right now, the direction we're going. 3-1's you know, a good place to be. Certainly we would have liked it to be a little bit better in Colorado, but we are where we are.
Yep.